The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 16th Chapter, Text Number 3, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on December 31st, 1973, in Los Angeles.
Translation: Maharaj Parikshit, after having selected Kripacharya for guidance as his spiritual master, performed 3 horse sacrifices on the banks of the Ganges. These were executed with sufficient rewards for the attendants, and at these sacrifices, even the common man could see demigods.
Now people say that why we do not see the demigods. So the answer should be, where is your sacrifice or sacrifice? The demigods, they are not so cheap, just like the king or the president. Does he come anywhere with a cheap common man? No. Where the kings or the demigods or a great sage like Narad Muni will come, that place also must be worth coming there. So there were interplanetary system, just like Arjuna went to the heavenly planet. Similarly, in such sacrifices, if it was arranged by great kings like Maharaj Parikshit and others, Maharaj Yudhishthira, then the demigods invited, they would come. Not only they would come, but all common men could see. Therefore it is said here, jatra akhi gochara, deva jat akhi gochara. We are very much proud of seeing everything, but we should wait for being qualified to see. Not that whimsically, I want to see. Oh God, please come before me, I want to see. Oh God, what is there? Just suitable for your seeing power. God is very kind. Here He is present in the temple. And you go on seeing, then you realize that He is God. So, God or demigod, everyone can be akhi gochara, within the purview of your vision, provided you are qualified. This is the process. These rascals say, can you show me God? What power you have got to see? First of all, gain that qualification, then you will see. God is everywhere. Anna antarastham paramanuchaya, even He is within the atom. Therefore, one, he is not competent to see God. He is advised to see God in different way in the Bhagavad Gita. Just like Krishna says, rasoham apsukaunteya parvasmi sasishujaya. My dear Kaunteya, Arjuna, I am the taste of the water. We try to see God there in the taste of water. At the present moment, we have got many senses. You want to see God with the eyes, so begin with your tongue. This is also another sense. Just like if there is nice foodstuff, if I say, let me see, how it is? Let me see, means you are already seeing. What do you want? No, I want to touch in the tongue. That is, let me see. Not by the eyes. If there is good sweetmeat, halwa, then let me see means let me test. So first of all, taste God. It is within your reach of the sensual perception. But try to practice. Then, Sevan Mukhi Jivadav Sayame Vaspurattada. Then we'll realize God will reveal to Himself. When you become submissive, devoted to God by tasting the prasadam, you'll see God personally. He'll talk with you. That is possible. So at the present moment, we want to see God, but we do not acknowledge that we are not qualified. How we can see? If I cannot see even an ordinary president by my whims, I want to see the president or the such and such big officer. You cannot see unless you are qualified. So how you can see God? That is not possible. You have to qualify yourself, then you will see God. Akhi-gochara. Akhi-gochara means just we are seeing, you are seeing me, I am seeing you. Similarly, you will see the demigods are God, provided you are qualified. So, Maharaj Parikshit was so exalted king that by his invitation the demigods would come and public could see. That was possible. That is stated here. You are so, I want to say, exalted king. He could invite. And the kings also were invited. The Maharaj Yudhishthira went. That was interplanetary exchange. That is now. You cannot go by the Sputniks to the heavenly planet. The moon planet is also one of the heavenly planets. Or the other planets. They are all heavenly planets. Urdham. Urdhangacchanti sattvasva. When you are competent, fit for going there, then you can go there. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Janti diva vrata divan, pitri janti pitri vrataha, bhute ja janti. You can go, but you must be qualified. Pitri pratan, diva pratan. Similarly, you can go to Krishna also, if you are Krishna pratan. Madhyajinopi janti ma. What to speak of going to other planets? If one is qualified, if one is pure devotee, Krishna says, he also comes to me. So, this exchange of going and coming is not difficult, provided a person is qualified. Not a cat and dog can go. That is not possible. So another important point is ajahara asamidham. Three times. The asamed yoga is so expensive that the king of heaven, Indra, he executed the asamed yoga 7 times. So Maharaj Prithu was also going to complete 7 times. So there was some the competition. The Indra would not allow him to complete 7 times, otherwise he would become equal with him. So amongst the kings, not only in this planet, but in other planets also, the Asvamedha Yajna was performed by very, very powerful rich kings, not ordinary. It is very expensive job. Because it is said, Bhuri Dakshina. And vast amount of money required for distribution in charity. Then you can perform Asvamedha. Similarly, there is Gomedha Yajna. Asvamedha Yajna was to send the horse with flag that such and such king is the emperor of the whole world. So, if some king in some state, he does not agree that he is emperor, he will capture the horse. I don't agree. I don't accept. Then there will be fight. You have to accept. In this way, there will be sacrifice. So Maharaj Parikshit was the emperor of the whole world, whole this planet. So he performed three times. Now, that means three times he challenged if there is any dispute, any objection of my becoming emperor. This is Asamiji. If you have got any objection, then I will make you obliged to accept me. Otherwise, if you accept, that's all right. You remain in your state, give me tax. This is it. So, this is very expensive now. Formerly one king performed this Ashwamedh Yajna, and Bhuri Dakshina, he gave in Dakshina. Dakshina means in charity, just like you give Dakshina to your spiritual master after initiation. Similarly, here also it is said, Saradvatam Guru Kritva. Everything must be executed under the guidance of a guru, not whimsically. Oh, I have got my own idea, I have got my own God, I can do whatever I like. This is simply waste of time. Jasasavidhi musijjam vattati kamakarata, in the Bhagavad Gita it is said. Then anyone who does not follow the instruction of the Shastra, how things should be done, Shastra vidhi utsijyam vattati kamakarata, does things whimsically, na sukham savavnati, you will never get happiness. Everything should be done according to Shastra. And the Shastra should be guided by Acharya, Guru. Acharya means one who knows what is there in the Shastra. He practices in his life and teaches to his disciples. He is called Acharya. Acharya is not a whimsical thing. He must know. Therefore, Parikshit Maharaj appointed Acharya. Saradvata. He is the brother of Dronacharya. Dronacharya was also Acharya, but he was military Acharya. And here he was Acharya for Vedic rituals. Acharya. Tadvijnanartham sa guru meva gurum kritya. You have to do things very rightly. You must appoint. Just like if you are going to the court to find some suit, do it very nicely. You have to appoint a very good lawyer. Similarly, these Vedic principles, the Vedic rituals, they should be performed under the direction of Acharya, Guru. Not whimsical. So, therefore, this kind of sacrifices are forbidden in this age. That was discussed between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Chand Kaji, the Mohammedan magistrate of Nadia. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu challenged the Kaji Mohammedan, that what is your religion that you eat your father and mother? This was the challenge by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What is that, father and mother? The mother, your cow is your mother. You drink milk of cow. And the bull is your father. Because without bull, without the cow and bull being united, there is no milk. So how is that you are eating your father and mother? So this is a great challenge. Actually, those who are the meat eater, beef eater, they are killing their father and mother and become implicated in sinful life. Therefore we say, no meat eating. No meat eating. If you become implicated in sinful life, how you can be happy? There must be nature's punishment. Just like if you infect some disease, nature must punish it. You must suffer from the disease. He cannot get out. It is not possible. Karanam gunasangasya. Why there are so many varieties of life? Why not one class of men, all President Nixon? Why not? Where there is bump in the Bowery Street, in your country, I am saying. Why there are arrangement of first class, second class, third class, fourth class, fifth class men, or animal, or trees, and everything is there. Why? That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Karanam gunasangayasya. As you have infected yourself with a particular type or modes of nature, you'll get a body. That's all. If you have infected to get a body of a dog, it must be infected. People who are keeping dog, that means he is being infected by the germs of dog. Next time he'll become a dog. He's infected. What he'll think? At the time of death, if he has got a beloved dog, he'll think of somebody in your country, the bequeath, great, I have to say, wealth for the dog. That means at the time of death, he's thinking of his beloved dog. So he must be a dog. So all his wealth goes to the dog and he goes to become a dog. This science is unknown to the rascals. At the time of death, your position of the mind will create the next body. This is the science. So, if you create the position of the mind, Krishna conscious, then you get a body like Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha. This is Krishna consciousness. So why you shall love dog and cats? Love God, Krishna. And you get the next body like Krishna. Satchidananda Vigraha. Anadiradi Govinda Sarvakarana Karana. This is Krishna consciousness. How to think of Krishna at the time of death? Then your life is successful. So that has to be practiced. Sadatata bhava bhavita. If you always chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, that means you remember Krishna always. So there is chance, 99% chance, that at the time of your death, you think of Krishna and your life is successful. Very simple method. Make always your mind absorbed in Krishna. Naturally, at the time of death, you'll think of Krishna. Madhyajina jantima. That is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Takta deham punarjanmanaiti mameti kaunteya. Such person, Krishna conscious person. Who knows Krishna? If you think of Krishna, naturally you know of Krishna. You know of Krishna. Krishna is within your heart. So, if you think of Krishna, then gradually you become Krishnaized. Just like you put the iron rod in the fire, gradually it becomes fire. Warmer, then red hot. When it is red hot, it is fire. Wherever you touch, it will burn in you. Similarly, if you think of Krishna, the same example, touching fire, so Krishna will purify you. Chinnatanga sakata Krishna punnasamana kirtana. Just like you are being purified by hearing about Krishna daily. Otherwise, why you are coming here? We have no money to bribe you to come here. You are feeling, becoming Krishnaized. Therefore you are coming. So this is the process, simple process. You simply be engaged in Krishna consciousness. Then you become Krishnaized, purified. And as soon as you become purified, you understand Krishna. Sevan mukhi hi jivhado saivan. You understand Krishna when Krishna becomes revealed. Just like something is covered, you try to move the covering, you see the goal. Similarly, by your constant endeavor to become Krishna conscious. Krishna will reveal to you. Yes. You are so anxious to see me? Here I am. You see Krishna. How this is possible? Prema anjana charita bhakti vilochane na santasadaiva ridayesu vilokanti. By thinking of Krishna, naturally you become attached, just like materialists. They are always thinking of woman and money, so they become attached to woman and money. The materialist. So similarly, if you think of Krishna, you become attached to Krishna. It is not difficult job. So, the asamayidam kamalammam sannyasam palapaititam. This was explained by why asamayid yoga is forbidden in this age. In this age, no sacrifice is possible. There is no money. There is no guru. Guru means who can conduct these sacrifices. First of all, there is no means. I mean one can conduct. There is no means. It requires huge amount of money. Here it is said that bhuri dakshina. Bhuri means unlimited amount. Bhuri means very great. So there is no money. Neither there is expert Brahman also who can conduct such sacrifices. Because they must chant the Vedic mantra so perfectly that if a horse or a cow is put into the fire, he'll come out with a new life. That is the test. This Chandakaji, Muslim magistrate, he also challenged Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, what is your this religion? You are eating your father and mother. Directly. Not that he was talking with the magistrate. He should be really little respectful. No. In a spiritual matter, everything spoken flatly. No compromise. Just like we say, you are not a Krishna conscious person, then you are a rascal. That's all. You may be a president. That doesn't matter. But because you are not Krishna conscious, you are a rascal. There is no compromise. Oh, he is a big man. How he is speaking. We say everywhere. When so many scientists come, I say, you are a rascal, you are a demon. I say it. And they tolerate. I prove that he is a rascal. I prove that he is a rascal, he is a demon. Then he tolerates, yes. We have got sufficient strength to prove any materialistic man to prove that he is a rascal. That is possible. Buddhimanda dushakitayat. If one is practically a devotee of Lord, he doesn't care. Even personalities like Vidhi. Vidhi means Lord Brahma. Vidhimanda dushakitayat. Kitayat means such great personalities are taken by perfect devotee as ordinary insect. As ordinary insect has no value. Similarly, anyone, however great he may be in this material world, if he is not God-conscious, he is no better than the insect. Because it has no value. Because he does not know that he is going to become a dog next life. He loved a dog very much and he bequeathed his all property to the dog, but he is going to become himself a dog. That means he's a rascal. What is his intelligence? He got some money. There are many instances in the country. They bequeath the whole wealth to the dog, is it not? So how much rascal is that? And if you go, then give us some money for advancing Krishna consciousness. No, no. We are not interested in religion. I am interested in dog. So how much rascal is that? Just imagine. So everyone is a rascal. Everyone is asking, how you so boldly say that everyone is? Because Krishna says, we are Krishna. we have to follow, just like a small child follows the talkings of his father and mother. So, similarly, we learn from Krishna. Krishna says, Namagadushkitanam murha parvadante naradhava. Maya paritagyana asuri bhavama asuri. Krishna says. So we have learned from Krishna. So we test. Oh, what is the test? Namang prabhadante. He does not surrender to Krishna. So such person, what he is? Duskritino, sinful, meritorious sinful. When merit is applied for sinful activities, he can do it very nicely than the ordinary man. A scientist discovered some method of stealing, how to break the treasury of the bank. So that does not mean, because he is doing scientifically stealing, that does not mean he is not a thief. He is a thief. How you can say, oh, he has done it very scientifically? The law will say, you are a rascal, you are a thief, you must be punished. So these so-called educated scientists, philosophers, what they are doing? They are simply doing mischief. Therefore, they are duskritino. Duskritino. Murha. Murha means rascal. Ass. Because nobody knows what is the aim of life. Exactly like the ass. He does not know what is his interest. Unnecessarily, he is carrying 3 tons of cloth of the ocean man. Therefore, he is called ass. His gain is little morsel of grass. He can get grass anywhere. Still, he is thinking, I am obliged to this ocean man because he is supplying me grass. Therefore, I must have 3 tons of cloth on my back. This is ass. This is ass. He has no interest. Not a single cloth belongs to him. And he is carrying 3 tons of cloth. Therefore, the ass. Ass means one who does not have his interest. And he works unnecessarily and wastes his time. So everyone in this material world, he does not know what is the aim of life. Unnecessarily he is making plan, this plan, that plan, this plan, that plan, and all plan is being frustrated by the laws of nature. Devidji sa gunami mama maya guru. Every plan will fail. And those who are plan-making persons, they are all rascals. They do not know. So what kind of plan should be made? The plan should be made that everyone should be God-conscious. Then every plan will be successful. Otherwise everything will fail. Thank you very much.